It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Drew,
yeah,
we've got one of your colleagues coming on the show and go next.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear what he's got to say.
Well, Andrew Mertens, All Black legend, welcome to the show and go.
Morning, guys. Nice to be on after getting annoyed with last night while Drew was at the coalface down at the SCG.
Mate, it was less of a coalface, more of a cold face. Jeez, it was fresh on the sideline, mate. Let's firstly get into your man at the 5 o'clock game. Well, 5 o'clock here in Oz.
No.
Mate, what happened to the All Blacks?
Well, I think they got out of All Black. Ireland was pretty bloody good. Firstly, can I just clarify, I'm in coalface as in like the Zoolander.
The black lung.
It was tough. I managed to watch the first half. I did actually go along to the SCG even though I wasn't working last night.
Oh, you just can't get enough of it.
I got along to a little dinner up there in the Sheridan Suite. I don't know how I managed to get on the list for that. I think Phil Waugh might have somehow squeaked me in. Bunch of front rowers up there, Matt Dunning and Al Baxter and Ben Robinson. I was really right in the zone for me at the weight I'm at the moment. So, but that New Zealand game, mate, the Irish were fantastic. And they outplayed the All Blacks, and they just keep the ball moving, and they're just big bodies, aren't they? They're running into gaps. They keep the ball alive. And they've done their homework really well, you know. It's not often you see teams really pick off those easy yards like they did, but, you know, bringing James Lowe off the wing, straight off the scrum, and he made ground, and that led to, I think that eventually led to a try as well. So it was bloody good footy, and I think having those, you know, four series deciders this weekend has been fantastic for rugby in general. Mm.
Hey, Mertz, it's not panic stations at the moment in terms of coaching setup. You're a year out from the World Cup for All Blacks, and I find people are very quick to jump on the All Blacks if there is a loss. But yeah. You know, what's the feeling like over there from the conversations you're having?
Mate, they certainly are. I'm in a number of WhatsApp groups, as we all are, and the glee when the All Blacks lose is just palpable. So, yeah, look, they've lost four of their last five games. In saying that, that was only the two teams. They've lost to probably the two form teams in the world at the moment, once to France and three times out of the last four to Ireland. I don't think panic stations. I think, you know, what the All Blacks have done well in the last 10 to 15 years is really build and maintain that depth across the squad. So, you know, they're still sort of doing that. It's no excuse when the performance aren't up to scratch. And I suspect with a lot, you know, a lot of the players will be looking at themselves from last night and maybe last week as well and saying, well, or the first week and saying, you know, we didn't perform like we'd like to. So, you know, there is a worry in that always. But is it panic stations? No, probably not when you put it in the context of playing the two best teams in the world at the moment. I know South Africans will get up in arms about that, but Ireland and France are leading the pack right at the moment. So, you know, it's probably not a lot of shame in that, but yeah, there's a little bit to do. I mean, Braden Barrett had a quiet first half. He came out and tried to, you know, ramp up the pace in the second half, looked really good for the first 5 or 10 minutes, but then just, I don't know, maybe some inaccuracies that come to the All Blacks today that we're not used to seeing. You know, a lot of their passing hasn't been particularly accurate. You know what it's like, Drew, when you've got a backline flowing movement and suddenly one player cops the pass on his shoulder rather than out in front.
Yeah.
It just stops your forward momentum, doesn't it, like that. So a lot of those that we saw from the All Blacks that we're not used to, and maybe the defence had a few holes, but I'm probably not qualified to talk about that.
So we're not predicting a change in the coaching ranks, but would there be any changes that you'd make player-wise? Like, you just mentioned Beauden Barrett. Would you give Richie Mwanga a chance to start and to see if the team sort of has a little bit of a different look about it?
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. Not as a criticism of Beauden, but it's just as a, you know, I thought Richie Mwanga was underused in the series. However, I don't know what the bigger plan is. You know, they might be doing that for a reason. Playing more in the rugby championship or what, you know. So they've got what it's like, mate. They've got a big international schedule to get through in a year, and they've probably got a grander plan than any of the rest of us know about in terms of their personnel. So,
do you think also like there's an element of them just not picking players in the positions that they've been playing? Like Jordy Barrett played most of the year at 12. He's playing at fullback. Will Jordan played fullback all year. He's playing on the wing. Is it about just playing where players are most comfortable in their preferred positions as well?
Yeah, a little bit. They're building combinations in some areas as well. You know, the midfield's a little bit unsettled with the All Blacks at the moment. They're not quite sure. A couple of injuries there as well. I mean, Goodhue's only just come back recently. Anton Lennett-Brown's still out of the picture. Ioane, I'm surprised that I like Ioane. I like him as a centre. I'm keen to hear your view on it, Drew, as well, because, I mean, he's just got pace, which is absolutely irreplaceable.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't seem to be getting the ball, getting the opportunities. Yeah. I mean, when he played with the Blues at centre, I know Super Rugby's a different story, but they'd give him the ball with a bit of time and have a go at an outside break. So he can use his speed, but he just doesn't seem to get those opportunities in the All Blacks, whether it's just better defences coming up or what, I don't know. But seems a bit underused in 13.
Yeah, well, the other thing with Ioane is he's a big body and he attracts a lot of attention in a back line. He gets shut down pretty quickly as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's sometimes, as a ball player and having options at the line as well, whether you play Havili short or if you've got Rico or if you've got Sevo Reese or someone blind wingers popping up. So just to have options rather than having a really obvious ball carrier. I think sometimes now we're so worried about just using that first phase to set up for the second phase and the third phase to get to the right landmarks on the field as opposed to, putting options at the line for the defenders to make a decision about and then picking and choosing as a ball player. It feels a little bit more predetermined these days.
Yeah, and I wonder if you had Ioane down at the Crusaders, like I say, previously playing centre at the Blues, he was getting those chances. I don't think you'd leave the guy out there without giving him at least one chance off, maybe not a line out, it's a bit more difficult, but off a scrum at least. Bringing a couple of extra players in the back line, missing them out, getting it out to him quickly, and just letting him have a go at that outside break when he's got 20 metres in between the back lines, rather than giving it to him in phase ball. So, I don't know, because, I mean, you've played in the pod system and stuff like that too, so you know what kind of modern rugby is about. I've never experienced it. And I think there's a lot of it now that is, like you say, setting phases for the sake of it. Mm. And, the two reasons you're doing that, obviously, are to get a bit of leg weariness from the opposition defence and set up for later in the game. But secondly, also manipulate the defence into a position where you've got maybe some not frontline defenders that you've taken out of play with a couple of phases, and suddenly they're having to reorganise and you might get more of a mismatch somewhere. So I guess there's that part of it as well, and I probably should educate myself a little bit better on sort of modern structures and stuff. But, it's not like I don't want to come out like Campo and say, mate, just throw out a double miss and hit the winger,
But, back when defence was optional.
Well, I mean, I can't throw stones on that either.
nor can I.
you've got players there who are dangerous. If I was playing on a team with you, Drew, like the Aqua Rugby on the pond too, and I'd be wanting to get you the ball, well, I want to get the ball out of my hands as quickly as possible. I'd want to get it to yours as rapidly as I could.
Hey, Mertz, you're moving over to France at the end of this year, mate. Tell me, what's going on there?
Oh, well, just looking at it at the moment, mate, obviously World Cup's over there next year, so, everyone's sort of lining up and trying to work out what they're doing. I mean, there are tours for Africa already, well, not for Africa, for France, being set up already and people hosting and stuff like that. So I think, we're a year out, whatever it is, 14 months out from the World Cup, so everyone's sort of starting to position themselves. So I'm no different. Keen to see when the rights get signed up on all the different broadcasters. Particularly love to see Stan, obviously, get it. I mean, it's in negotiation phase, I think, at the moment, and the front runner has got to be the incumbent broadcaster.
Surely.
So, yeah, just sort of looking at that and working out where I might be able to fit in a little holiday alongside doing hard work following the rugby games around.
Good on you, Mets. Well, Mets, thank you so much for joining us on the show and go. Bad luck last night for the All Blacks. I know you're reeling a little bit this morning, but we do appreciate your company on SEN here.
Cheers, guys. Nice to talk. Well, we're all reeling a little bit, but great to have those series and great to have a series finale. So,
absolutely.
Thanks, Mertz.
Thank you, Mertz.
Cheers, boys.